Science students at the University of Queensland held a rally on Tuesday demanding their freedom of speech be respected with regards to being able to chant the words Intifada and Out, Out, Israel, Out. Four protesters had previously received emails from the university threatening academic discipline, such as interim suspensions, if the use of these words continued. Students held a banner showing that the definition of Intifada in Arabic means shaking off and is used to call for rebellion or uprising, in this case to shake off apartheid. Students maintained that Out, Out, Israel, Out calls for Israel to leave the Gaza Strip and the West Bank to end the occupation. The protesters ended their rally at the building of the Vice Chancellor's office to demand that an open meeting be held in order to discuss their demands of disclosure and divestment from Israel.
Queensland State MP Robbie Katter moved a motion in Parliament yesterday calling for Queensland to be split into two states, claiming the North has been neglected by Southeast power brokers. Katter argues that while billion-dollar upgrades have been provided to the Southeast, projects such as the Crossover Rail, Brisbane Metro and for the 2032 Olympics, some regional areas in the North lacked basic infrastructure. 6 years ago, Katter pushed a motion to split the state, which failed, but he believes now is the right time to try again. The MP is calling for a vote to be held outside the southeast to gauge the interest of those in the north.
In national news, 8 Australians are in recovery in a Thai hospital after their flight experienced significant turbulence flying from London to Singapore. 56 Australians were on the Singapore Airlines flight that caused multiple injuries and the death of a 73-year-old man. 131 passengers and 12 crew members safely arrived in Singapore via a relief flight and was met by the CEO of the airline. Another 79 passengers and 6 crew members remain in Bangkok, where the plane was diverted in the emergency.
The largest coal-fired power plant in Australia will remain open until 2027, according to a new announcement from the New South Wales government. An agreement between the state government and Origin Energy, who owns the Eraring plant, which is located near Lake Macquarie, will see the plant's operating life extended 2 years beyond its scheduled 2025 closure date. Premier Chris Minns says the move will provide the people of New South Wales with certainty and ensure they have access to reliable energy as the state transitions to net zero. However, there has been backlash to the decision from those who believe funding would be better spent on the rollout of renewable energy.
In international news, a 50-year-old Auckland man was filmed body-slamming an orca in Devonport and has been fined $600. The Department of Conservation called this behaviour shocking, idiotic and a deliberate attempt to get likes and views on social media. Although New Zealand orca can be found along the nation's coastline, they face extinction as their numbers are dwindling, with only 150 to 200 left in the wild. Interacting with orca pods disturbs their natural behaviours that eventually impact their breeding and long-term survival.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be cool and sunny. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is fairly moderate. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow at 8am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
And just before you leave, seeing we're talking about volunteers here, you're both volunteers here.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to say nice things, but how have you been finding your volunteer experience? How long have you been here now?
Oh, I've been here a little longer than Hannah. I've been here for almost 3 months, which is how long the Z-Line internship is going for.
Yeah, and I've only been here 3 weeks. But enjoying it a lot so far.
Yeah.
And I guess it's reasonably obvious the reason why you thought you'd try out some volunteer stuff here is because of those news interns. That's sort of a interest of you both, I'm presuming.
Yeah, absolutely. I do a degree in journalism and arts, and this is like definitely a really good segue into the industry if you are located in Brisbane.
Which I guess it's another example. I mean, we talked to a few people this morning who'd been around the place for quite a while, but, you know, people can just have short stints here and still get value out of it, although not saying you have to leave. You can always stick around, do other things if you like to, although I'm sure you're fairly busy with studies and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But, it's also just, like, a really great place to meet some, like, really cool people. Like, I love seeing the people walking in and out of here. Like, there's dogs and like band t-shirts and stickers everywhere. It's really nice.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And we did get a bad man in that news report anyway, the jerk that jumped on the Ilka. So
yeah,
worked out well all round. All right, well, thanks very much for your insights there. And hope you enjoy the rest of your time here. Thanks for your assistance.
Thank you.
To all Zed. It's 5 minutes after 11. Here's Raging Flowers, another New Zealand band from Auckland. A track called Procrastination.